Henry had grown up with the charter, signed by his father, King John, in 1215, which put real limits on the power of the king, a bit of a blow for a king who wanted absolute authority. Kings could no longer ignore the complaints of their subjects. They could be forced to submit to a council of the barons. That council thought of itself as the voice of the community of the realm, and even now began to be called Parliament. Its role would be to hold the king to his contract. Since Henry had become king as a boy of 9, he'd had no choice but to swallow this bitter pill. However, as he grew older, Henry burned with frustration and became determined to get free of its shackles, to restore the unchallenged authority of the crown. Knowing that this couldn't happen without a fight, Henry accepted a compromise position for many years, that the king was not free to govern through pure royal will. But Henry III was also a Plantagenet, and Plantagenets dreamed dangerous dreams, expensive dreams, of campaigns far abroad which no one in York or Canterbury could quite see the point of. And when Plantagenets thought they might get unwelcome advice, they stopped listening, until that is, they were made to.